Okay, Campers. February 10, 2022. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. In four words, focus on the goals. When a group of campers are out in the woods with a big rainstorm threatening, nobody stands around arguing about who can be trusted with the hammer used to pound in the tent stakes. Instead, you look around and draft anyone who has the strength and eye-hand coordination to drive that stake into the ground. You don't have to like him or her. You don't have to pre-approve their color, their age, their religion or anything else. What's really needed is someone who can drive that tent peg. Nobody stops to question why tent pole A connects to tent pole B. There's no argument to be made. You have the diagram, you see the parts, you put them together. Everyone understands that the ropes have to be taut and the knots secure. So you look around for a sailor or a farmer or a trucker who knows his business. And away you go. No rocket science, just plain old common sense. We all know the tent floor is flat and the roof is peaked or rounded to shed rain. Okay? In the same way we know the Ten Commandments, the Declaration of Independence and at least one of the Constitutions. The Declaration tells us who we are and the Constitution tells us who they, our erstwhile subcontractors and public servants, are. And the Ten Commandments sums up the public law. That's all you really have to know, in order to play your part, hold public employees accountable, and treat each other fairly. We all know that the extra tent fly goes over the top of the tent for extra waterproofing and to provide an extended roof protection over the tent entrance. Yada, yada, yada. We should similarly observe that we need our own court system to serve our own people according to our simple social contracts plainly stated above, Ten Commandments, Declaration, us, and Constitution, them. Under such a circumstance, we all know how a tent goes together and we all heave-ho to get it done as expeditiously as possible, don't we? Yes, because we know that the alternatives are to either get soaked to the skin or spend a very uncomfortable night in the car. It's that simple, so we all agree and we all snap to and we get her done, and we don't look over our shoulders or have a lot of questions about what we are doing or why. Putting together your state assembly should be similarly urgent and self-evident. This country is being run by two bankrupt commercial corporations with no real authority to do anything. Doesn't it occur to you that you need shelter? That you have to get organized? That you should be grateful for every other American who stumbles through the door to help? You need a functional government ready, willing, and able to defend you and your interests when the rain falls? Hello? Stop the idiotic squabbling and mudslinging and get back on task. You have work to do and that work is vitally important for your safety and well-being and for your family and everyone else in your State of the Union. Put your backs into it and push. There's no time for pettiness, power-mongering, fear-mongering, doubts or anything else. You must get your tent together and standing upright. The storm isn't going to wait while you insult each other and nitpick. A recent false alarm in Washington makes the situation abundantly clear. Here, during the first week of February 2022, FEMA and state are finally getting around to setting up a disaster relief office for those harmed by floods and mudslides that happened in mid-November 2021, almost 3 months ago. So where have all those people been sleeping and how have they been eating and getting to work and going to the bathroom for the past 3 months? FEMA and the state don't know or care. They frankly hope that most of the victims have moved on and won't even find out that a relief office opened up. And if anyone does stumble through the door, guess what assistance will be offered? Low-interest loans, giving the government a means to foreclose. You've got to wake up. What is posing for your government is a set of vile, violent, self-interested commercial corporations, and their franchises, in the business of selling you their services and picking your pockets. You cannot depend on them, you cannot blindly trust them, and you must instead learn how to effectively deal with them as their customers and employers. Build your tent-your state assembly. Get all four pillars up and functioning and don't let anything or anyone deter you from getting the work done. And while you are at it, do all that you can to stock up extra food, water, medications, whatever you and your family may need to rough it for a while. Because sure as I am standing here, FEMA isn't going to save you, the military isn't going to save you, it's you and your own friends and family and other Americans in your own communities that have to step up and make it happen. Your state assembly and the Federation of States can legally and lawfully defend you and your interests in the midst of this maelstrom, but you have to jerk awake and do your part, too. No more politics. No more corporate games. No more positional power. You are just Americans, acting together to save your own skins and your country. If you haven't grasped that quintessential fact yet, grasp it now. Stop whining. Stop fighting with each other. Stop arguing. Focus on the goals. You've got a short time to get your tent up and the storm is bearing down,